Hey, this is Sean Wickens, and this week I talked to my buddy Lex Morales, who is in Bangkok, Thailand at the moment, doing stand-up comedy. I was actually supposed to visit him like a week and a half ago, but, you know, this all happened. Anyway, we catch up about movies and pop culture and conspiracy theories. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. Wake up. It's time for Stoner Morning Show. Sit back, relax, smoke them if you got them. And now, Stoner Morning Show.
I have been probably watching, doing more of my own stuff than watching other people's stuff, or at least YouTube stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My friend has Netflix, so I've been watching that since I haven't seen much Netflix before. In the last year.
Wow.
I'm getting caught up.
What new stuff have you been watching?
The newest thing that I saw that I was super excited about was Duncan Trussell had a cartoon. Have you seen it yet?
No.
So he does this cartoon, and he's this. The premise is like he's a podcaster, but it's a cartoon. The character is this dude who's in space, intergalactic, like and he has interdimensional travel, and he also sends out a podcast interdimensionally as well.
Uh huh.
So he'll just like go through a little portal and then become this new person and then go and interview some person on this like planet in this other alternate dimension. And it's kind of like a podcast. This first episode, he talked to Dr. Drew, but Dr. Drew was this king of this planet, and yeah. They went around, became a zombie world. As it was happening, and the conversations were interesting because they would have these normal conversations, and then also they do like a quick little like addressing of what was happening in the cartoon, which was so like random, you know, compared to what the conversation was.
Right. So it's like Quantum Leap versus meets This American Life with the multiverse spin on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
All right.
And it's great, man. That's some fun stuff. And they talk on some.
I'll watch it.
Yeah, they talk on subjects that I love. You know.
I will check it out. I haven't even heard of it. I've been watching The Sopranos. This is like only the second time I've gone through it. I'm almost done. But the show is funnier than I remember it. Like, I'd only seen it once.
I heard it was made originally to be like more of a funny thing. And then it just got hardcore, you know?
Yeah, there's some funny, Tony's son, AJ, doesn't know what gutters are.
Yeah. Wait, like a gutter?
Yeah, they tell him to do chores, and they're like, clean the gutters, and he's like, what's a gutter? And they think he's fucking with it. So he has to take his son outside to show him what gutters were.
That's money. That's good money right there.
It's like dumb stuff. But then there's another character who gets whacked, and his son freaks out and turns into a goth kid. And Tony has to go over and sit with him, and it was just like, oh, you're breaking your mom's heart. And he's like, mm-hmm. Wearing black lipstick. It's like, I love surreal.
A gangster son being goth is hilarious, actually, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So stupid.
And he's talking, and this little kid is talking shit to this mob boss, and he's just like,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's funny, though. And then, like, violent and horrible and...
Sure. Yeah. And there's a guy named Big Pussy, and everybody loves that, so... Brilliant.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody loves him until he flips. And then,
you know,
then,
I gotta be honest. I never watched Sopranos. I watched the first season and, my friend promised me it was getting better. I didn't find it bad, but it was definitely dated by the time I saw it.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
I think I saw it 3 years ago. I watched the first season, enjoyable, but then that was the end of it.
Yeah.
I never kept going.
I mean, it is weird watching it a second time because people rave about James Gandolfini's performance. Everyone, he talks about how great of an actor he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching this show in the first season, and I'm like, I don't know. He's just like a normal guy. But I guess that's the beauty of his performance, that he is playing just a normal guy. But how about that Kim Jong-un? Do you think he's dead?
I only knew he was sick. I didn't know anything else.
Yeah, there are reports that he might be dead, but nobody is sure. And the thing that I read is that he had a stent put in, and the surgeon had shaky hands. That's even part of the rumor somehow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, with this COVID,
yeah,
one of the things that I have the hardest time doing, which is so disappointing with what was happening in the past, was not believing the information that comes to me anyway, you know? Like, I'm not leaning into conspiracy theory, but all those conspiracies, there's so many conspiracy theories, and that's just a bummer. Not that I love conspiracy theories, they're sexy, but the idea that you can't even just lean towards the most common sense answer because there's so much shenanigans going on.
Oh, right. Well, I've been thinking a lot about conspiracy theories too, because how could you not?
Yep.
And it's like the attractive thing about conspiracies is that
you got it.
Most of them are rooted in a belief that we are being manipulated and used.
Yes.
And that's true. I mean, if the specifics aren't true, the generality is definitely true in some way.
Yeah. You know? Exactly. Well, that's it.
So
yeah,
it's then how can you?
And that's frustrating.
And if you think that, which is true, it's like, why would you not believe some of the stuff that people cook up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. Exactly. Yeah. 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 It's yeah, and it does lean into the then you start stretching too as to what what could be possible, right?
But yeah. So
I just really sincerely hope that it's the Anunnaki coming back, and the forces of whoever's in the power are just collecting all the gold that they took out of Fort Knox and before, and they're putting it somewhere where we don't have to see the aliens come, but they get it and they leave, and they just leave this time, and they don't do what they normally do.
Oh, right.
Which is, I don't know, crossbreed us with some monkeys or something.
Create a flood.
Yeah, exactly. Give us another Jesus. I don't want it.
Well, you're an optimist, so.
Yeah. This is what I've been thinking. Tell me I'm not crazy. And it's not, I don't know if it's funny or it's like, but now I'm in Thailand.
Yep.
And the majority of their money and income comes from tourism. Mm-hmm. And they literally are already saying, like, they're opening it up to China coming over here because they got so much money. Well, not just money, but they're past the COVID.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
They're done with it. So I might go to China and do comedy in China. Because they're already doing shows. And who's doing shows? Who's doing shows in the world?
Nobody.
Yeah, nobody.
Maybe Sweden? Didn't Sweden not close down or something like that? I forget, but yeah.
Yeah. And they'll probably still have some kind of social... What do you think about the social distancing? How this is going to be a new norm, I think. Comedy clubs specifically, you know? Like, think about those, like, Broadway... All those theaters where their job is to pack as the smallest seats as many people.
Right, right. Maybe it'll create a new industry where you can virtually go out to some shows and you just pay somebody who's going.
That's what I think, dude.
And they just have a GoPro on their helmet, and then it's just like, all right, well, I'm not going to go out, but I'll pretend I'm going out.
You ever see that movie with Bruce Willis? I think it was called Avatar.
I've seen a Bruce Willis movie, and I've seen a movie called Avatar. I don't know if those Venn diagrams align.
I've seen those too. Yeah, yeah. And man, what was it? I think it was called.
Oh wait, I know what you're talking about. Where he's like an old man trapped in his bedroom.
Yeah, he's in his bedroom.
Yeah,
and he runs around in a virtual reality world,
and the body looks like a younger version of him.
Yeah, but then there's other people who have bodies of like hot women running around.
Yeah, it'll be like that, whatever that movie is called.
And isn't that what we are right now, man? We're just putting ourselves, we're all God in drag, walking ourselves home. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's an old Ram Dass.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just watched a Ram Dass documentary that's on Amazon. It was good.
Oh, word? Yeah, he just died. He died a little
while. I know that.
A smart man, but I'm interested to see the cult that follows now. It's never the person that starts the cult, it's the next guy.
Like a Ram Dass cult, you mean?
See how militant these hippies get.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Either they start sacrificing each other, or maybe they attack another cult. I don't know.
Maybe there will be virtual reality avatar cult wars where nobody gets hurt except except the robot versions of them.
Yeah, yeah. That, you know what? That's a real... That would really... yeah, I could see that helping out mankind, too. Am I that delayed? I'm that delayed with you, huh?
It goes in and out.
Well, it's a bummer.
Yeah. Well, I'll try stitching these audio things together, and then we'll see how it works out. But any closing thoughts? Yeah, what do you...
You have a soothing voice, and I enjoy it. I wish that we did this more often.
Yeah.
You bring an inner peace about me that most humans cannot, and I appreciate it.
Oh, well, I didn't know I had that gift, so I'm happy to spread it around.
Yeah. Gross. All right, man, have fun. Is there any cool animals that you've seen?
In Mississippi, I've seen frogs, I've seen snakes, I've seen turtles, lizards.
Any mammal?
Just a puppy that we live with. Yeah.
Adorable.
I might turn into a bike rider, though, when I get back to New York, because I've been...
That's good.
Right?
I'm thinking about doing the same.
What's that?
Bikes are where it's at now, man. Bikes are where it's at.
Oh, yeah.
The future is the past, man.
It's easier to ride here where there's no traffic, but...
I hear you. All right, man. I love you very much.
Love you, too. You got to get to bed.
Yeah, I haven't fallen asleep yet. There's nothing to do any day. It's the same thing.
Right.
I wake up. I try to make content.
Yep.
I try to write a story or something or do a video. Right. And then I think about how I didn't do those and I watched like four hours of Netflix.
You're not near anything you can walk to, right?
Oh, I walk around. I'll walk around. I go for a walk once a day. The place is, if I could share, one of the place I live in Bangkok. Oh, we didn't even talk about any of this. But the place in Bangkok is one of the most populated roads in the world. It's Khao San Road. And there's thousands of people walk it every day. And there's nobody on the street.
Right.
They're fixing it up. And repaving it and doing it nice, which is nice. So when everybody comes back, they're smart that they use the time wisely,
right.
And it doesn't affect. But it is dead. And every day there's a new vendor to closing. They just extended the quarantine for another month. The Prime Minister was like, "Nah, I'm not going to bow to any kind of pressure. We're just going to do what's best. Like, we're better safe than sorry." And they kept it shut down. So people are bugging out a little bit. People are able to go out, but there's just like a lot of non-essential businesses, you know, closed. And a shit ton of shops, you know. And it, specifically in my area, it's dead because it's a tourist spot. So it's I have to walk about a kilometer or two and then it gets to seem normal. But it's... I'm actually kind of happy that I'm in a situation like this because it's unique. I mean, there's two comics in the world who are living on a road like this, and it's me and my friend, you know? That is bizarre. It is eerie. I looked at a video of a New York a couple weeks ago, and it wasn't Times Square, but he went down Broadway, and just nobody. And it was. It was really weird.
Oh, yeah.
It was early morning, so even more people were probably not out, you know? But it was, like, right at dawn, and I was like, man, I hadn't seen anything like that.
Except for, like, I Am Legend.
The trip.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I wanted to see a couple deer hop across the...
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
All right, well, we'll check in soon and get back to sleeping
everybody
and...
Keep getting stoned.
And making content, yeah.
Sabai out there. Yep.
This has been another excellent episode of Stoner Morning Show. Thanks for listening. Follow us on social media at Stoner Morning Show. Tell your friends. And puff puff pass.